Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Mixtape. Truth in Advertising. Side 1. Truth.
You say that this is my truth and the truth matters, and why do you have to lie about that? Why do you have to lie?
There are a number of reasons that people lie. The first is fear. This is the most common reason that people may lie, and they are taking shelter from a perceived punishment. It may be because they know they have done something wrong a single time, in which case it is not compulsive lying. But if they are always in fear of being punished, it may become a habit, which is the second reason for lying. In this case, it may become compulsive lying, which is lying by a reflex. Even when confronted by the truth, they insist the lie is the truth in this case. A third case is learning to lie through modeling. When people see others lie, especially when they get away with it, they may become more prone to lying. Finally, people lie because they feel if they tell the truth, they won't get what they want. Thus, out of the main reasons for lying, only lying by habit can truly be called compulsive lying. Increased lying has been seen with a number of psychiatric diagnoses, such as ADHD and bipolar disorder. With ADHD, people will often say,
"I don't know why I did that."
And when confronted about why they lied, their answer will be the same.
"I don't know why I did that."
ADHD children also display impulsivity.
"I don't know why I did."
And they may lie impulsively. Bipolar disorder can be associated with low serotonin levels, which has been implicated in impulsivity, which, as indicated before, makes a person more prone to lie.
"I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I did that."
Pathological lying, though, can be thought of as being associated with a select few psychiatric diagnoses, which normally have their onset during adolescence. Namely, these are conduct disorder and antisocial personality disorder. In conduct disorder, it is common to see lying, conning other people, and other forms of deceit. In antisocial personality disorder, there is a pervasive pattern of disregard of the rights of others, and with this, the person with this disorder will often lie to get what they wish, usually money, sex, or power.
"Girl, you know it's true."
Your boss tells you you're doing a good job. Do you believe him? You are interviewing a candidate for a job. She says, "I left my previous job because I was tired of the long commute." Your romantic partner tells you, "I am not having an affair." True? 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 It's easier than you think to become a
human lie detector.
Look for suspicious behaviors.
By themselves, each of these behaviors can be just signs of stress or even a person's natural mannerisms. One can occur by chance, but when two or more of these behaviors suddenly appear, it could reveal a lie. Here are the top 8 suspicious behaviors. A change in the voice's pitch. a change in the rate of speech, a sudden increase in the number of ums and ahs. A change in eye contact. Normally, one makes eye contact one quarter to one half of the time. If suddenly, at the convenient moment to lie, he's staring at you or looking away, beware. Turning his body away from you, even if just slightly. Suddenly being able to see the white on the top and bottom of a person's eyes, not just the sides. A hand reaching, even if momentarily, to cover part of the face, especially the mouth. Nervous movements of feet or legs. Of course, in order to notice a change, you need a baseline, so you must first watch the person when talking about innocuous issues. Mixed signals. Also look for mixed signals. When someone's telling the truth, her words, face, and body language are all congruent. For example, if a person is honestly saying that she likes you, her face usually is relaxed, offering a gentle smile and warm eyes. Her body is calm and open. But when she's lying, something is usually inconsistent. In the most obvious case, she may be saying she likes you, but she's not smiling. She may even have a clenched fist. Better liars can muster a smile, but it doesn't look natural. Even better liars can put on a convincing smile, but their eyes aren't smiling. Still, better liars can control their entire face, but their bodies seem closed or cold. Look for mismatches between words and body language. When you've gotten a signal, a change in body language or a mixed signal that the person may be lying, ask for more information about the same topic. Are those same lying signs apparent? That can confirm your suspicion. Of course, there's no foolproof way to detect a lie. Some people are terrific at covering themselves up, especially if they are naturally emotionally flat or have practiced their lying skills over many years. Certain political leaders come to mind. But if you look for behavior changes and mixed signals at lying expedient moments, you will improve your BS detector.
I'm a lying liar who lies except to you. I'm a lying liar who lies except to you. I'm a lying liar who lies except to you. To you. To you. To you.
Well, let's give you a chance to lie or tell the truth right here. Did you beat the lie detector? Did you beat the lie detector? Did you beat the lie detector?
I certainly did, Alex. I certainly did, Alex.
Tell us how you set this up and how the experiment worked.
Both.
Double.
What I had stolen. Double. If I had stolen the money.
Come on. Okay, and you start taking the lie detector test.
Did you steal that money?
No.
Today, did you take that money from the man upstairs?
No.
Emily, you're lying to him, right?
Felt so good.
Come on.
Felt so
You are a liar! 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 You are a liar!
That's right. Who's the biggest liars? Women the biggest liars. Biggest liars. Look at you. All of you. Crazy. Every now and then we catch ourselves living a lie. We create a whole lie world around us.
To power. The essence of deception is distraction. Distracting the people you want to deceive gives you the time and space to do something they won't notice. An act of kindness, generosity, or honesty is often the most powerful form of distraction because it disarms other people's suspicions. It turns them into children, eagerly lapping up any kind of affectionate gesture. In ancient China, this was called giving before you take. The giving makes it hard for the other person to notice the taking. It is a device with infinite practical uses. Brazenly taking something from someone is dangerous, even for the powerful. The victim will plot revenge. It is also dangerous simply to ask for what you need, no matter how politely. Unless the other person sees some gain for themselves, they may come to resent your neediness. Learn to give before you take. It softens the ground, takes the bite out of a future request, or simply creates a distraction. And the giving can take many forms: an actual gift, a generous act, a kind favor, an honest admission, whatever it takes. Selective honesty is best employed on your first encounter with someone. We are all creatures of habit, and our first impressions last a long time. If someone believes you are honest at the start of your relationship, it takes a lot to convince them otherwise. This gives you room to maneuver.
Alone, in darkness, in seclusion. Yeah, I know. You've been out there, tried to mix with those animals, and it just left you full of humiliated confusion.
Something that came close to truth in advertising. The De Beers people are almost saying what they really mean, folks. Why don't they just go ahead and say it? You know? Diamonds. That'll shut her up.
The FTC prohibits unfair or deceptive advertising in any medium. That is, advertising must tell the truth and not mislead consumers. A claim can be misleading if relevant information is left out or if the claim implies something that's not true. For example, a lease advertisement for an automobile that promotes zero down may be misleading if significant and undisclosed charges are due at lease signing. In addition, claims must be substantiated, especially when they concern health, safety, or performance. The type of evidence may depend on the product, the claims, and what experts believe necessary. If your ad specifies a certain level of service for... If your ad specifies a certain level of support for a claim, for example, tests show X, you must have at least that level of support. Sellers are responsible for claims they make about their products and services. Third parties, such as advertising agencies or website designers and catalog marketers, also may be liable for making or disseminating deceptive representations if they participate in the preparation or distribution of the advertising or know about the deceptive claims.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Ah, hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything, anything, anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea.
You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Now, wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right. Why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise, line 6. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Side 2. Advertising.
What'll put an end to that pain in your head? What'll make you stop wishing that you were dead? What'll make you dance and fool out of an invalid? Ed, Ed, Ed. Babu, yeah!
Advertising's got his hold on me.
Thank you.
Men are tired of their portrayal in advertising, according to a new book by Michael Burke. But images of men behaving stupidly is not the only cliché which irritates writer John Cam. Dad in muddy boots walking blithely across a kitchen floor just cleaned by an exasperated mom who gives a frustrated but loving smile to her giggly children who cry out, "Dad!" Just one advertising cliché, and just one where no one behaves like people really do. It's the kind of thing which irritates John Cam. "It's tiresome to see male characters in adverts who don't resemble anyone you know," he says. But what's perhaps worse is the absolute reliance of advertising on its own regurgitated clichés. He has drawn up a list of seemingly unwritten rules, which he concludes might as well be the advertising Bible. Feel free to add your views to the list. 1. Men are obsessed with sex, but will forgo sex in order to watch football or drink beer. 2. Women are locked in a constant battle with their weight or body shape or hairstyle. 3. Career success is entirely based on your ability to impress your boss. 4. Moms are often harassed, but never depressed or unable to cope. 5. Any act of male stupidity, for example, walking across a clean floor in muddy boots or putting the dog in the dishwasher, will be met with a wry smile, not genuine annoyance or anger. 6. Married men will flirt with other younger women, but never act on it. 7. Anyone with a scientific career will have a bad haircut and dreadful clothes. 8. If you work for the emergency services, you are a better person than the general population. 9. Elderly relatives never suffer from senile dementia. 10. Scandinavians are, without exception, blonde and beautiful. 11. Women have jobs they never do in real life. For example, dock worker who looks like a model. 12. Children will not eat fruit or vegetables, ever. 13. Both men and women find driving deeply pleasurable, never boring or stressful. 14. Men are inherently lazy or sluggish, and women are the reverse. 15. Chocolate, however, will cause women to immediately fall into the languor of the opium eater. 16. High street bank staff are A, friends of the customers, and B, of slightly above average attractiveness, but only if female. 17. Modern men own a cat. 18. Hot beverages have miraculous rejuvenating effects. 19. Professional people have strangely trivial preoccupations. For example, a female barrister who is morbidly obsessed with finding a healthy snack bar. 20. All women, except stay-at-home housewives, have interesting and enjoyable careers. 21. Any over-the-counter medical product will work instantly and 100% effectively. 22. Children know more than adults. 23. Women never merely hop in and out of the shower, instead preferring to act out some sort of soapy dance of the seven veils. 24. School is a happy experience for all children. 25. Tortilla chips are the most exciting experience any group of young people can experience. 26. Playing bingo is the number one pastime among 18 to 25-year-old British women.
Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich... Best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
What is fair? What is honest? What is factual?
So basically, I thought the best approach would be to repeat exactly what you told me in the first call and shuffle the words around a bit.
So you'll be our puppet?
Sure, for the most part, just as long as you allow me the illusion of being in control instead of the hack-failed filmmaker that I am.
Great. Well, it's going to be fun producing this blight on our culture.
Yeah.
Me too.
Say it with me, baby. I am
Lord. Say it with me, baby. I am Lord.
Now, a time signal.
Well, we don't have too much time for a time signal. We have some things here that we wanted to remind you. Who's this gentleman?
We'll check.
Hang up the phone. Come out and dinner's ready.
Somebody is calling you for dinner, I think, so.
Oh, well,
better hang up.
Yeah, I'm rocking.
Yeah, we better hang up, too, until tomorrow.
Yeah. Until then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs. Thank you.
Two years ago, Moss International came to us with a project. They needed a jingle for Vicks medicated cough drops.
Sense to fix it quick. Remember, Vicks medication makes the difference. Get Vicks medicated cough drops. Pick up a pack or two today. Pick up a pack or two today.
You worked too hard, you ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and... Oh, what a relief.
Seven Up is the uncola, the incredible uncola. Seven Up is the one. Get with the uncola, with the taste of the uncola. Seven Up, get out in the sun.
Miss Cleo, the purportedly renowned psychic, whose ads promote free readings to callers seeking advice, is the subject of a federal district court complaint filed today by the Federal Trade Commission. The complaint charges two Florida corporations, Access Resource Services Incorporated and Psychic Readers Network, with deceptive advertising, billing, and collecting practices. You don't need a crystal ball to know that the FTC will continue to stop unfair and deceptive trade practices, said J. Howard Beals III, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. We want consumers to know that when companies make a promise in an ad, they need to deliver. The defendant's entire operation is alleged to be permeated with fraud. According to the complaint, the defendants misrepresent the cost of services both in advertising and during the provision of services, bill for services that were never purchased, and engage in deceptive collection practices. The defendants also harass customers with repeated, unwanted, and unavoidable telemarketing calls that consumers cannot stop. The FTC also alleges that the defendants often respond to consumers' inquiries with abusive, threatening, and vulgar language.
The first spark plug that cleans itself while you drive. Pow! And it's all alive. Spark plug that cleans itself while you drive. Pow! All right.
Oh, the things you can do with America's number one cheese spread.
I encourage you to use your leisure time to eat bananas in the historic town of Puerto Rico. Nestled in the pastoral Vermont countryside, Puerto Rico has long been a well-guarded secret among locals, prized both for its wealth of Mexican brown earthenware and its ethnic homogeneity. In Puerto Rico, you can peruse one of the many storefront facades, where you might window shop for chocolate chip wafers fresh from the oven, or white china at an upscale tea room. For a night out on the town, you might enjoy a passionate night of extreme knitting with the girls, or partake of a health-giving sauna at the corner men's club.
Don't forget your baby oil.
And don't forget also the world-class dining in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico hosts more than 2 Mexican restaurants, and you can always count on the breasts being big and juicy at Helene's All-You-Can-Eat Chicken Buffet. Puerto Rico has much to offer the world-weary corporate executive, as well as the bored with the same old routine housewife. Come on out to Puerto Rico, where the sun rises every day and the soil is real.
The taste of extra cool.
The next time you drive past a billboard,
Take a closer look at it. It may have been busted by a group of culture jammers known as the Lonely Station. Like the movement of the 1980s, which scrawled poignant anti-tobacco messages on billboards across the country. This new group of activists is using those giant advertising displays to spread their own political messages. Some say it's political art, others write it off as blatant vandalism.
Behind what we're doing would overcome people's dislike of property damage. I mean, if it's vandalism, it's really beautiful and creative and funny vandalism.
Super Cheer. Cheer makes white. Today's Super Cheer magnifies white better than any other detergent. Cheer makes white a brand new color.
Today we're going to be talking about your radio campaign. You need to give it time. And by that we mean two things. You need to have a strong schedule every week, and you need to be on week after week after week.
Now, we'll get into the details of that in a minute, but the importance of your media schedule, your airtime
schedule, is vital because you can have the greatest commercial in the world, greatest defined as it grabs attention, it says something important, it can connect with your target audience. But quite simply, if it doesn't get heard often enough, it isn't going to work.
You can.
You're going to hear several different clients using answering machine commercials, phone call commercials, and all the others that we've listed. The main reason not to use them is because so many other people are. Your message may get confused with somebody else's commercial.
This holiday, buy gefilte fish. A message from the Specialty Foods Trade Institute.
Yep, smart spacemen always have plenty of good taste and Twinkies along. Wherever they go. Hostess Twinkies.
For further information, write to the Mr. T Experience, P.O. Box 4848 Shattuck Square, from the California 94704. Se habla español.
This has been the Ed Shep Radio Experiment. Thank you for listening and tune in next week. This is Ed Shep signing off.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.